You will be given a test to determine your ability to withstand shock.
Well, look who's here.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand.
Do you feel up to it?
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind.
Rated X.
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Are You Watching? I'm Chris, and this is my android, Lisa.
Oh, I'm an android now.
Yeah, do your robot voice.
I can't do a robot voice.
My sex bot, Lisa.
You're asking too much.
And joining us for the second time, but now as a permanent fucking host of the podcast.
Bo, oh my God.
That's me.
All right. Today we're covering Guinea Pig 6 or 5, Android of Notre Dame. This movie came out in 1988 or 1989, depending on who you ask.
It was conflicting.
Oh, I didn't know that it was conflicting about what year it came out to.
Yeah. I guess that if it's 89, it's Guinea Pig 6. If it's 88, it might be Guinea Pig 5.
Okay.
This one was directed by Kazuhito Kurimoto.
Okay.
I think I did it right on that one. Satoru. Satoru Ogura wrote this one, just like all the others.
Okay.
So he's the source of these eyeball things.
Yeah, I think so.
This is a him issue.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Starting with the first one.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's always done with the eyeballs.
So before we get started on this recap, we actually have a listener calling in to the podcast. This is David from Philly. David, what'd you think about the movie? How do you feel?
Bullshit. That's how I feel. Total fucking bullshit.
Wow, that's a little harsh.
Seems racist.
Do you care to elaborate?
No.
And he's gone. That's David from Philadelphia. Thank you for your review.
Fucking lynch mob. Get it?
Okay, let's fucking crack open this movie.
Okay.
Maybe we can. What the fuck's going on here? All right, so we're opening up. There's this old man with a rose or something. Super old. Way old man.
Yeah.
Could still get it.
It's all you, but I don't know about that. He's a little old for my taste.
Is that a dwarf joke?
It's an old man joke.
No. Well, you said a little old.
He's a little old for his taste.
Man, which he's just means, going right over my head today.
Which means
is that another dwarf joke?
There you go.
Well, it also means that there is an age of men that he finds attractive.
Everybody's got their limits.
You know. That man's too old for him.
400 years old? Too old. Okay. I'm in a dream which I can't escape. Time flies. Eternal silence. The eternal light flickers in my heart. The body is meaningless. There's a bunch of like little weird cables on his head. Wires.
Mm-hmm.
In the world, far away. And he says the happiness of being together. The only thing that's important is happiness. The happiness of being together.
I do think as far as soliloquies go, you know, like maybe like 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't great.
Fucking weak. The rest of this movie. Okay, so then we go to our scientists doing science stuff.
Yeah, scientists doing experiments on animals and stuff.
Yeah.
Just can't get it right.
Can't get it right. The problem is grouping the DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Phone rings. And Lisa brought it up. Anytime this phone rings, he's really unsure about answering it.
Yeah, he looks scared every time the phone rings.
Almost like it's going to bite him or something.
The soundtrack here, I really did try to figure out who composed it.
Yeah.
But it was mental. Legitimately insane.
Yeah.
I didn't super notice it until kind of towards the end where it like busted out like some jazz horns or something.
Well, the modular theme starts here and is recapitulated throughout the film, but it is absolutely maddening. So S tier on that, if that was what they were going for.
Right.
Also, the phone call guy was hot as fuck. Also.
To who?
The guy on the phone.
Kato.
Oh, Kato.
Tomorrow.
He does like that. He does like this crazy like mouth twist thing, like when he gets his legs chopped off.
I did.
Like, I don't even know how he did it, man.
I don't know. And that carries throughout the rest of his. He's like,
yeah.
The rest of his performance is marked by that as well.
Yeah. That is impressive. But the phone rings and Kato is on the other end. And I think we're getting to the point in time where every movie has to have a hacker in it.
Maybe.
And that's what Kato is. He's the hacker guy. Kind of
a late 80s thing. They all had to have hackers.
Hacker guy has seemed to hacked into our scientist's system, and he sees all the goings on and the transactions, this and that.
Yeah, he tells him he knows everything. Knows everything about him, and he has what he needs.
Yeah, he even knows that scientist dude's sister's sick and needs medicine. And when the medicine alarm goes off, he's like, oh, you better give your sister her medicine. And then the hacker offers a corpse.
Yeah.
For 10 million yen. Which in 1989, if the movie came out in 1989, is $64,563.50. American.
Okay.
Dollars. You adjust that for inflation, it's $163,256.10. I don't know the going rate of bodies. It seems a little expensive.
I don't know. He said it was exactly what he needed, though. He said, I have exactly what you need. And then he said, a 21-year-old female. And at one point, he called her a guinea pig.
Yep.
He did call her a guinea pig.
Called her a guinea pig. Is that the first guinea pig reference in the series?
It's pretty meta.
Yeah.
I think it might be the first time they've said it. And so he pays the money, and this dead body shows up at his house.
Yeah. Well, first, it's medicine time. She just says, hey, I'm getting worse, Brett.
Mm-hmm.
He says, don't give up hope. I know my body best. And, she starts like, I don't know, convulsing or something.
Yeah.
And he just starts like the most serious fucking back rub ever. And she's like, okay, I'm better now.
Yeah. That's probably like, get the fuck off me.
You never made your toddlers like walk on your back when they were little?
No.
Mm-mm.
Maybe that was, well, am I revealing damage here? Okay.
No. No, I know what you're talking about.
No, my ex-boyfriends used to make me do it when I was like really skinny.
Yeah. Tried to do it to me just the other day. She's like, oh, I know how to pop your back. Does the walking thing. And it fucking hurt. Because usually you're in like the upper back region or middle. That's the lowest you go when you're walking on somebody's back. She's just fucking straight on the lower back, just fucking stomping, dude.
Okay, so that's when you use your words.
I did. I said,
walk on my upper back, not my lower back.
I said, get the fuck off me.
I think there might have been a motivator there somewhere. I think she probably knew. So, yeah, fuck you. Okay, more damage being revealed. Was there not... He wants to fuck his sister, right?
Man, I really... No, I thought so too. Like, I really thought something weird was like, going to happen.
Really into his sister. Literally.
Yeah, no way. I thought something was going to happen. Like, I really did. Really? Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't catch it. but I am naive. All right, so
it's okay. Your bitch wife agrees with me, so
You know, we all took different things away from this movie.
Yeah, we did.
That's art, baby. All right. So I guess her heart's becoming weaker. It's attacked by her own white blood cells.
Look at this.
Number has called me multiple times.
Is it lunch again?
No. It's an Oklahoma number. Can't be him.
No. He's from Philly.
Oh, you didn't like that?
No.
It did something for me.
So he says, I have to find the missing link in the wonder of birth of mankind.
I don't know if I wrote that wrong or if he said it wrong.
No, that was what he said.
Okay, so he gets
lost. I don't even know where we're at right now.
Well, he gets...
At this point, he's still cuddling his sister in an apparently non-sexual fashion.
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a caring fashion.
Okay,
it's
he was cuddling his sister.
My sister's dying fashion.
Uh-huh.
He's groping her ass with his face.
See that.
I do. It was... It was in frame.
They're all they have, man. Yeah. They don't have parent. I guess, I mean, they were like fucking 30-something years old. I don't know. Yeah, maybe she wants to die so he'll stop fucking raping her.
Maybe. She's like, no, my heart's giving out, buddy. We gotta chill.
All right. So his dead body comes in, and it's like shipped in an upside down table with cardboard around it. I thought that was a pretty good shipping method because the table legs protect the corners.
I did. I'm on the same page as you.
That's pretty fucking ingenious, dude. I mean, yeah, he uses a table, but...
Yeah.
The only thing I could think of being better is, like, if it was, like, in a, like, ice container, like, but one of those, like, styrofoam ones, you could just, like, chop it off.
That is true. You'd probably want to put a dead body on ice, right?
You know what I mean? It's, well...
Yeah. Probably so.
I would think so.
She's been dead for 5 days, he says.
Yeah, he gets the body, says she's been dead for 5 days.
I don't...
And then, he starts hooking like those little
nodes.
I can't remember what they're called. Yeah, he starts putting those all over the body, like freaking a million of them.
Yeah.
And hooks it up to some machines.
We hang her on the nipple for some time.
He's like poking it.
He was real into that boob.
Yeah.
Kept poking at
just the one.
I told Chris maybe that was the first time he had ever touched a boob.
I don't think so. I think he had a handle on his sisters some time ago.
Maybe he was touching his sisters. I can't decide if he really was or if he just really wanted to.
Dude, that's what the fucking medicine is. It's like roofies.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why she was dumping it in the plant.
That bitch isn't even sick. She's been made sick.
I said, I'm pretty sure that he's just given her stuff to make her sick. I don't think she's really sick.
So we cut to Kato. Doing some computer hacker stuff. Girlfriend comes up to him, tries to get laid. He's not having any of that.
This is every gamer's wet dream, by the way.
Right. Yeah.
Just someone groping their cock while they hack some shit.
Yeah, and he was like, no. Nah, get out of here.
Says he found an oil source. He gives her an envelope. It comes back out, but I can't remember what the fuck it is.
Unless I'm mistaken, I don't know if it's like the missing link that becomes referenced later too, but otherwise they don't actually specify what it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's like I really can't remember the envelope thing.
Okay, so we go back to the experiments on the body, poking the boobie. There's like a pan or something on her crotch, and all I could think of steamed clams.
Oh.
Yeah. But I guess they did that because, you know, you guys censor vaginas in Japan.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen Japanese porn?
Yeah.
Yeah. With the pixelation.
Uh-huh.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You can't show dicks or vaginas. Still. In 2024.
Wow.
Which is remarkable.
Didn't know that.
Okay, so he starts working on his little guinea pig, right?
Yeah, he started working on the dead body.
Yeah.
And we get some pretty good eyeball stuff.
This was eyeball number one.
Tongue, take the tongue out.
Yeah.
I think that might...
I don't think I liked any of that.
No, man, I wish I would have cut out Lisa's fucking shit when we watched the movie. Well, at one point she said, I'm so uncomfortable.
I did. That was my partner as well. He said, but why? And I said, well, for science. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's always my reaction. That was just the first time I said it out loud.
But we're back to S tier on this section for practical effects.
Yeah, I thought they were good. I thought they were good. Yeah.
I think tongue stuff is like a sensitive point for me because like I kind of felt it.
Yeah, well, we're back to like actual humans.
Yeah.
And body horror, I think, hits a little differently when it's done to a human versus like a mermaid, as it was in the previous film, because it was very easy for me to disassociate from anything that happened to that mermaid. And it was much more difficult to disassociate from what was happening to these people.
Yeah. And I think, like we talked about with the mermaid too, because it was all like different colors. Like it didn't look like blood, you know?
Yeah,
like,
it was fantastic.
And so it's like, you don't even like notice really.
Yeah. And it's at this point, I'm like, oh, yeah, here we go. This is, we're getting back to our roots here. It's
gonna
be fucking crazy. It's not.
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I don't understand, like, what...
Okay, well, maybe.
It gets a bit crazy.
Yeah.
I guess. Let's get into it. Takes the eyes, the ears, and tongue out.
Yeah.
Then he looks directly at the camera and like gives, like, a little wink. Yeah, did you catch that?
I did. I liked it.
Yeah.
And he's using his brain sensing system.
Sensing,
and you know he starts fucking cranking up all his dials, and it's all the body's all like, bleh. And then he's like, "Fuck it, we're going max power." Cranks all the dials up, and then the body's all bubbling, the tongue's bubbling, bleh. And then the whole fucking arm rips off, dude.
Yeah. The arm just starts like separating.
That was pretty fucking nasty.
That was gross. Yeah.
You could see all like the muscles and stuff. He says his body's too old.
Yeah.
And then it squirts blood like on his face and he gets real fucking mad about it.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Not a fan of squirters, this one.
It's never happened before.
Yeah. He didn't sister know doesn't what do to this. Do.
Yeah, he just fucking loses it and just starts like stabbing her. Fucking like.
Yeah, he went crazy.
He penetrated her sometimes.
Oh, he totally could have fucked her. She was dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No really does mean yes.
She ain't got a tongue. She can't say shit, dude.
We might be onto something.
Oh my god. Please don't cut my tongue out.
Say no now, bitch.
I rarely say no. Don't cut my tongue out.
She's gonna get no tattooed on her lower lip.
This seems to be like, I guess the almost like his breaking point or something, right? Because he's just fucking crazy from now on.
At what point after this does it become the sister's dream sequence, though?
Yeah. Right after, yeah.
Yeah.
And what the fuck? How?
Right. I don't know. This is why I rewatched a couple of parts, because I was like, perhaps I missed some sort of indicator. But I think, I don't know if it was like a bit of lazy storytelling, because I'm not a fan of dream sequences in film. I think it's like a cop-out.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean,
but we at some point entered one right around here.
Yeah. She doesn't fucking know shit, man.
Right.
He's in like the underground fucking cellar lab.
Yeah, all she knows is butt cuddles and a plant.
Yeah. And questionable medicine that makes her lose large amounts of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that fucking lost me, dude. I
Yeah, and he's like, oh, she lost her wrist. I gotta take yours. Ha ha ha. Starts cutting.
Yeah.
Which was,
That was weird because, crazy. Like, I mean, the whole point was he was trying to save his sister with that dead body. And now he's like, oh, her wrist is fucked up. Now I gotta steal yours.
Which immediately, subsequent to that, they indicate that it was her dreaming that. But mm-hmm. I don't know when that dream sequence actually began.
Yeah.
Is the issue.
Yeah. I know.
I guess it's just him walking up the stairs.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so.
I don't fucking get it, man.
I was pretty lost.
Yeah, she wakes up at work and she starts coughing up blood. And she's mm-hmm. obviously getting worse.
Mm-hmm.
And then we get the fucking backyard scene where he's hanging out with his sister in the wheelchair. And he fucking says, did you know that the Hunchback of Notre Dame was an android?
Yeah.
She says, nope. And that's that.
And that's it. Yeah. And that's like the only mention of android of Notre Dame in the whole movie.
Well, so you could pose the argument that this entire film is just a take on like Frankenstein's monster, but
mm-hmm.
The resignation in that actress's eyes that she said her version of nope indicates to me that he's probably mentioned this.
Yeah.
He's mentioned this android theory of his before.
Yeah, she's probably heard the story several times.
I catch kind of like almost like soap opera vibes from this movie, man.
So a lot of that has to just be lighting, because that's an issue just in soap operas in general is
mm-hmm.
they're
Yeah, I think so. It's just the way it looks.
Oh, especially with the sister scenes. Anytime it's a sister, yeah, that's what it's always like close up on her face and she's like looking around like, ooh.
Yeah.
Like they do in fucking soap operas all the time. And then you got the weird fucking music. And yeah, this is a fucking soap opera.
Okay, but you felt like during his sister scenes, it was a soap opera, but you don't agree that there was any sexual tension.
Okay, you guys
that's
are
a little conflicting. She's onto uh-huh. something here.
No, I mean,
he said he's on board for the incest.
You're kind of fucking swaying me.
Yeah.
I don't like it, but.
It's how it always goes.
I'm very convincing where incest is concerned.
All right. So now Cato comes over.
Hot.
He fucking did some hacker shit, and now there's a virus in the scientist's computer. I'm not sure exactly what happened during the negotiation, but scientists pretty much fucked at this point. And then Cato's like, show me your lab. Okay. And they walk through the fucking backyard, and then out of nowhere, fucking saw blade booby trap.
I'm here for it, but
what the fuck?
Yeah.
He had to bring him down to his level. This might have been the ultimate little person joke. He said, you think you're tall and hot, don't you? Let me fucking kneecap this bitch.
There's no tripwire. There's no fucking cool science-y laser beams. It's just a fucking saw blade out of nowhere.
It probably wasn't a tripwire. It was probably like if you're above 5'8". Wire, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he probably clipped something with his head or shoulder.
And that works. That works because his sister's always in a wheelchair.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's got no worries.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, the scientist never even looks at him. He just smirks, like, "Yeah, you're fucked." And then, fucking legs cut off.
That's why I almost thought maybe it was like a. Like he had a button that he pushed or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, secret
button. That
would
make more sense.
Secret button, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. And then the fucking, the legs. Fucking weak, dude.
So, okay, this is when the practical effects take a downward trajectory.
Because
those, I've watched a lot of purported dismemberment in film, and that was among the worst I've seen, I think.
Yeah. The stumps looked like fucking papier-mâché or something.
Yeah, that was a little goofy.
I mean, at least
especially
they
especially compared to the corpse he had just stabbed a bunch of times, which looked pretty good.
Yeah, that was decent.
That seems to be how it goes for all these guinea pig movies, though. It's like one part of the movie has really good, like, special effects, and then other parts are just, like, not good. I don't know.
Mermaid stayed strong.
Okay, yeah, okay. Mermaid is, like, the exception, though.
Am I mistaken, or was there, like, no blood?
Like, there's some squirting blood. Nowhere near what I would think there would be.
Because they catastrophized the stabbing, because this is where logic gets in the way a little. Because they catastrophized the bleeding aspect of him stabbing that corpse pretty extremely. And there's no actual blood flow happening for that bitch because she's been dead for 5 days.
Yeah. Right.
But then this man actively gets both of his legs chopped off.
And there's like nothing.
And there's some drops.
Yeah. There's a couple little weak-ass squirts.
Yeah. But, not what it should be, for sure.
Okay, and then we cut to the sister. She's fucking pissed at her flowers. Rips them off.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was really weird. So, like, did they grow after she put the medicine in them? Is that why she was mad?
No.
Or, like...
I'm sure it's a fucking metaphor thing.
Maybe.
And the beauty of the flowers, and she's like a fucking dying person. She's like, fuck these flowers. They're prettier than me.
Well, that might have been the metaphor in and of itself, because flowers are... beautiful and then die, and she probably related to the flowers a bit.
Yeah,
because she was hot. She wants she's on
to
her fuck.
She wants to fucking die. She's like, beautiful flowers.
My goddamn little person brother.
I'm gonna fucking kill you and kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, her brother just won't let her die.
Instead, she gets carted around in a wheelchair to look at the little pond. She's like, no. Did Mom, you know that hunchback had Notre Dame?
If I gotta hear about the fucking hunchback being an android one more goddamn time, I'll blow my own brains out. Mm-hmm. Who writes these fucking notes, dude? Okay. All right, so we cut back to our friend Cato. He's now a severed head. With a bunch of cords
coming out of it. Still doing his jaw thing.
He's doing his fucking jaw thing.
Yeah, man, that was a crazy face. Like, I
can't even do it, man.
Yeah.
It's the fucking upper lip. How does he do the upper lip? I think anybody can do the lower lip.
Yeah.
How does he twist up that upper lip? That's crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway,
we asked him what that mouth do, and he took it personally.
Fuck this. yeah, and it's fucking, I don't know, he's setting up the fucking head. But he's got like eye cameras or some shit.
Yeah, his eyes at this point appear to be cameras.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because this is, this leads to the more prominent eye scene.
And he puts his glasses on the head so he can see better.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Was it so the head could see better, or was it so he could see the camera better?
It was for the camera.
Yeah, exactly. See, he wasn't being nice. He was just trying to see, camera view better.
The camera was pretty fucking crystal clear.
I have a couple issues here. Yeah. Prerequisite to the eyeglasses, he has to adjust some sort of cords leading up to the head.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that produces some, like, fluid.
Yeah, green goo.
I've never reconstructed a dead body, so I don't know what all goes into it, but I don't really understand what was going on there.
It's just a head. There can't be much goo.
Where is it? What's going on? But then, then also, I think it's to add insult to injury because he's about to show him a picture of his partner who he refused to fuck earlier, even though she's really hot.
What would have made this perfect for me is if the camera was out of focus on the TV.
Right.
And then he puts the glasses on and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that was a lapse in storytelling. That was probably what was supposed to be happening. He was shown the monitor, which is a reflection of what he's actually seeing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was intended to be out of focus. And then he puts his glasses on to be made aware of the fact that he is now just a camera.
Yeah. Okay.
A fuckable head camera. You can fuck a head.
Yeah.
Fuck that head.
I'd fuck that head.
Even with all the green goo?
Yeah. You don't know this. You're straight and reproduce, but there are condoms. You can just wrap your dick up and stuff and put it in a hole.
Okay, so he gets another phone call. It's the girlfriend of Cato looking for him. And then the scientist is like, goes over to his head. He's like, I want her address. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so he's...
Chris just intimated the motion the little person made with the object, and I just found it amusing.
He's trying to get whatever the missing link or whatever is, right?
Like, correct. He thinks, which he is thinks the only callback to this envelope.
Yeah.
Is it the envelope, or is it the girl?
It's the envelope.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's whatever's in the envelope, but I don't know. Maybe he thinks it's the girl.
Well, this is where my note-taking... I don't know. This is where my note-taking goes off the rails, because Bo showed up right at this point. And I just kind of tried to go as fast as possible.
Yeah, well, I'm no help. That's why we're going to have to start watching the movie. Yeah. Day of.
You bitch wife.
I know.
Fucking bitch.
And then the scientist gets fucking mad for some reason, and he just cuts Cato's ears off.
These are just letting the intrusive thoughts win. Like he when he starts to, he did it with the dead girl. He said, you know, I could just stab this bitch a bunch of times. And now we're here again. He said, I've just spent all this time and effort into animating this man's head. Let's just chop the fucker's ear off.
Was he mad because he wouldn't talk? Was that...
It's something like that, right? Sister's fucking dying soon. The scientist gives Cato a giant fucking robot arm?
Yeah. Yes, he does.
Yeah, that was a pretty dumb decision. I mean...
Why? Is it? Or is it part of the plan?
Yeah, maybe it is part of the plan. I don't know. I just feel like it's dumb to give him something he could, like, fight back with, you know?
Yes. Well, he does, like, swing out on our LP protagonist. Is he protagonist? Are there good people in this? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Fuck, I lost my fucking spot again. I need a bookmark.
You, like, have an entire shadow over your page.
Can't see shit over here.
I'm over here reading in the dark.
Okay, so girlfriend, Cato's girlfriend, comes over to the fucking science cellar.
Mm-hmm. She was looking for Cato.
Yeah.
Because she called and she was like, hey, you were supposed to come there. And he was like, yeah, you came or whatever. And he's not here, though.
She sees the severed head.
Mm-hmm.
She drops this magical envelope.
And she immediately fondles the head.
Yeah.
And this is why the robotic arm is important.
I thought it was a weird reaction to come in and see your fiance's severed head. Like, she seemed kind of calm about it, and then she just started, like, touching him all over.
Well, you don't understand this because you're a bitch wife, but, like, a good wife would come in and just try to please her husband, even if all he has is a head.
Oh.
This... Yeah. Yeah, is sorry, second...
not doing it. If you lose your dick, I'm not
fucking
interested
in it. Fucking game over, huh? Let's get to know. Yeah.
But this is the second instance in Guinea Pig where these bitches do not give a fuck about severed heads.
Yeah, they're just like, whatever.
I mean, this one is a little bit... She's caressing the head, I guess.
Yeah, she didn't come in and yell at him.
And he never dies. She's just like, why is this house such a mess?
Yeah.
There's a severed head on the fucking coffee table.
She's yelling at him about why didn't he clean up.
But you need to fucking clean up.
Valid.
These Japanese women do not play.
That's me.
Yeah.
I really relate to that lady.
Yeah, at least put the head in the trash.
Clean up some of this fucking blood. God.
You got guts and shit everywhere. What the fuck is wrong with you? I'm a fucking head.
Okay, but it does kind of make sense. I mean, it's not like somebody else did it to him. She's like, why did you do this? Yeah.
Okay, and then the fucking robot arm.
Yes.
Just fucking kills the girlfriend?
No. We do a bit of groping first, though.
Yeah.
We pay more attention to the boobs again.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the robot arm's like...
Uh-huh. She caresses the head and relinquishes what I assume is vital information in the envelope to do so.
And the head, Kato's head, has to, like, fucking use all of its brain power to move this robot arm so much that he's just got ooze and stuff coming out of his fucking head. He's like, just trying to move the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he utilizes that mobility to grope the boob for a bit, which...
Yeah.
Honestly, if it had stopped there, I would have understood. So I was like, all I had was a head and a robot arm, and my partner came to be, I'd probably do a bit of groping on my way out.
Yeah, just give one last booby touch, dude.
Yeah.
And that completely made sense to me.
Yeah. No, I dig it.
And then instead, this is where I took issue was he then moved on to strangulation, which I thought was still sexual. I thought it was like just a bit of choking.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought if she was really in danger of dying, she would just step backwards. But she didn't do that.
Yeah. I mean, it seemed like the arm probably, I don't know, it probably was just not good special effects. It was probably meant to be stronger than it looked, but it didn't look like it was very strong.
I do think we were supposed to believe it had like a vice grip and that it rendered her immovable. But
yeah.
So it was like, programmed to kill her, right?
Okay, so that's what I
was
think.
It?
I think that the I can't remember because I didn't write it down. But I know when we were watching, I mentioned something about the scientist guy said something to the head that made it seem like he was programming it to kill his fiance.
Because why would he kill her?
I thought it was like, this man did this to me and you're still going to give him that envelope I told you to not lose? I thought it was that.
Oh, well.
Maybe. I don't know, man.
See, this is the problem because I don't remember very well.
I don't think it was...
No, it would be more diabolical. It would be more diabolical if it was, in fact, he was at the mercy of the programming.
I'm leaning towards, like, it was programmed to kill.
That makes more sense. I was like, I know when we were watching, I had a reason for it. And
you
I told you.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why his brain was exploding through his remaining epidermis, was that he was trying to spend all his willpower to just grope the boob instead of choking.
Maybe, yeah.
Go back to the titty.
Just the boob.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this robot arm kill, I think, could have been way fucking cooler. I want this fucking arm to be so strong, it just fucking crushes her, dude.
Yeah, but I also need her, like, lifted off the ground.
Yeah.
Quite obviously not able to just step backwards.
Uh-huh.
And, like, yeah, I need crushed tracheas.
And fucking eyes popping out and shit. It could have been so fucking much better.
It could have, I agree.
Yeah.
All right, so he gets a freshly... fucking dead woman, which he needs, I guess.
Yeah.
And then we get the rib scene. What do you think about this rib scene?
I took issue with we've been into boobs the whole film, and I know it was a product of whatever breastplate they used that he then had to chop through with a scalpel.
Yeah. You wanted to see your boobies?
Yeah, we've had boobs all film. Now we don't have boobs, and we also have maybe the goofiest imitation of, like, flesh. That breastplate was an issue for me.
Yeah, me too.
The ease with which he also just removed the
Yeah. Oh my god.
Like cleanly cut rib bones.
That's like a pork rib, dude. That came off a fucking rack also, of ribs, yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
I hated.
Yeah.
They were cooked.
Yeah, they fall off the bones, literally.
It's like, oh my gosh. I hated it and I did not want to watch any of it. But yeah, like it should have been worse than it was.
I also think the sound design dropped the bar here because their setup, there should have been some ushy gushy cracking nonsense going on here, none of which took place. Instead, we revisited a remixed and recapitulated version of the theme I mentioned previously, which was admittedly manic, but in no way represented the sounds that should be happening by what we were seeing.
Yeah, dude, this scene is a fucking disgrace.
It was a waste of like 6 or 7 minutes, absolutely.
First, the cut.
Yeah, the cut. There was no blood.
No blood. Well,
that's what I mean. Did you see the skin folding up?
Yeah, yeah, like wrinkling. Like
yeah. And then the blood, air quotes, is literally the pink goo that you get in those alien autopsy toys where you pull out fucking alien. It was pink fucking slime.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like Bo was saying, the ribs are ridiculous. There's no sternum in this fucking body.
To be completely honest, when it started, as soon as he cut into it and it looked like it did, I was like, oh, is this bitch an android too?
Yeah.
But then, no, it was just...
No, it's just bad special effects. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought we were about to get evidence of this kiddo having already had an android. That's why he knows how to do all this shit already.
That's why he's not going to fuck her.
Yeah. He said, get off my dick, you robot.
He is the hacker, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, dude, it was a fucking disappointment, man.
I agree. Because that's the prominent eyeball scene in this movie, which is the second.
Because he's like melting down, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the eyeball just droops down. Just the one, though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I said his fucking eyeball's gonna fall out.
And it did.
What's with the eyeballs in these movies?
I don't know, because it was already second.
Okay, so honestly, they just keep doing the eyeball thing, and I just keep thinking that this guy, like, wants to fuck, like...
Get a fucking eyeball
fetish. Yeah, like, I think he wants to fuck an eye socket.
Yeah.
I think that's why he keeps doing it. I just always go to, they must have a weird sexual fetish. That's why they include all this shit. That's immediately where my mind goes.
You know what I mean? There's not a lot to do.
Well,
there.
I think it's the writer guy that has the fetish.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
I think it's the writer guy.
Yeah, there's one fucking, it's a Mr. Satoru Segura. It's a fucking eyeball guy.
Yeah, I think so.
So, and then he ends up taking the heart out of the girlfriend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, took out all the ribs and the heart.
Mm-hmm.
Also not bloody by comparison to even stabbing the dead girl.
Yeah, pretty fucking terrible. And I guess that's the secret ingredient, right?
Yeah, seems to be.
And at this point, I guess the sister's fucking dead.
Yeah.
Didn't know that. And he revives her. He's got the fucking secret recipe, dude.
The missing link.
He revives his sister. And she says, why did you bring me back to life?
Yeah.
I finally found peace.
Yeah.
And then she just fucking dies again.
Of a broken heart.
Yeah. Yeah.
What the fuck?
It was weird.
And then we go back to the fucking old man, which I assume is our fucking scientist guy.
It absolutely has to be. They don't. I think they dropped the ball on this too a little bit, though. Because they don't. I'm not for like overt hand holding and like storytelling where films are concerned. I don't need to be told exactly how everything happened.
Yeah.
But
there's got to be something to piece together. There's
got to be a clue dropped somewhere. I didn't catch the clue.
I don't think there is one, man.
We've got the bells.
And he says a bunch of fucking shit.
Another soliloquy.
The world is far away. Silence becomes darkness that covers all. So many decades have been gone since then. I created God, the devil, and myself. I'm still there, alive, sitting. Wait, that's my note. And I'm still there alive. And he's sitting there with the
sitting.
Brain.
Now he's sitting on like a throne thing.
Yeah. Like a Pope chair or something.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I think he's in Notre Dame.
I thought, I was like, is this a visual reference? Because it did look like all of a sudden we're on some sort of, in some sort of like throne in a cathedral.
Yeah. I think he's the fucking Pope now. He's fucking old. He's got his sister's brain, I guess.
I don't know. They really tend to prefer Italians.
I mean, he's so old, you fucking wouldn't know.
That's true. A sag's a sag.
And he says, my body still hears the bells.
I don't know. The old guy gave me, like, Three-Eyed Raven vibes from Game of Thrones, you know? Yeah, kind of. Yeah. How he's just sitting there.
Except for largely unintelligible.
Yeah.
So that's got to be the scientist.
I agree. It's the scientist. You can even tell it's just prosthetics on that actor's face.
Yeah, that's true. What I think, yeah, too. Yeah,
definitely. So he must have perfected, like, some fucking immortality shit,
well,
right?
That's basically what he... I think that's what he was, like, getting at.
Yeah.
It's like he said, I figured... he didn't say, but he intimated that he had sort of figured it out, but...
That must have been, like, his, like, life's work, right?
Right.
And he wanted to use it on his sister.
Yeah, and then the product of it was just, he's just chilling here, sagging. I don't know. This is it. And then the fucking soundtrack comes in hardcore again immediately. Which I will say is one of the redeeming qualities, because I think good horror films are typically made or broken by their soundtrack. And this one had a great soundtrack.
Yeah.
But that's where the like positive sound design ended, because there was a lot of hacking and chopping and oozing, and the sound design did just not live. It did not live up to its predecessor's standards.
Mm. Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's Android and Notre Dame. You guys ready to rate this bitch?
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you notice any parallels between Android and Mermaid, Lisa?
Let me go first.
Bo, did you notice any parallels between Android and Mermaid?
No. I noticed, other than the fact that they're obviously like products of the same franchise, initially I thought I recognized a parallel in that this is probably just an episodic endeavor into someone's like endeavor into psychosis. But, yeah. Nothing in the film indicated to me that I wasn't watching what was literally happening to somebody. So I don't think that any of it was figurative. I think it was all meant to be took literally. So I didn't notice any like parallels, because also in the Mermaid film, the only antagonist of the film was his own psychosis. And in this film, I guess you could technically make the same argument, excepting the fact that there was literally a possible blackmailer involved that he then just sort of unleashed his little person irritation upon. I'm not sure. You can't call it revenge, wrath.
I guess.
I think.
What parallels did you see?
Okay, so we got the sick love one, right?
The fuckable one, though. It's still fuckable. That's a parallel.
Yeah.
Where do you fuck a mermaid, though?
Anywhere you can.
Is it just the mouth?
I don't know. Mermaids gotta have reproductive organs.
If you hold your arm this way, do you just slide it in between the arm and the rib?
I mean, she had all those fucking pustules. You could probably fuck one of those.
Ooh. Self-lubricating.
Take the worms out.
Yeah.
Unless you're into that.
That's valid.
Okay, so they both have sick loved ones where, I don't know, I guess the artist half-assed tries to help. The scientist seems to be a little more proactive.
Yeah.
yeah, for sure.
I think both touch on, like, isolation. They, like, never leave the house.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like you said, they both kind of do like a whole dissent into madness type thing.
I thought, I didn't necessarily draw a ton of parallels between both of their storylines. I do agree with that this was not the same tier of movie as, like, Mermaid.
This is sci-fi Mermaid and the
Mandalorian. Yeah, but, like, with less contextual clues as to what should actually be going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they don't actually indicate to the audience there's, you know, in most films, there's, like, a protagonist, a character developing issue, and a clear victory line. And none of those were made clear.
Yeah.
Which is totally fine with me, but it is like, you should leave some clues as to how I should feel.
Yeah.
And none of those were left.
I know, man. Like, I've watched this movie twice now.
Yeah.
And I like to think maybe I can figure things out a little bit. I'll admit I'm not the smartest fucking person in the world, but this movie is a fucking mess, dude.
Yeah, I know for a fact I'm an idiot, and all this did was affirm that.
There was so much to kind of, like, mull over in Mermaid, even though, like, it is not, like, an impenetrable movie, but I don't know. I kind of thought about it, and I thought there were a lot of cool things about it. This one just gives me nothing but fucking questions, and I don't think there's any answers.
Mermaid had enough character development to make at least somebody, if not relatable, at least you could empathize with.
Yeah.
This one didn't have that. There were no characters that you could relate with. Except for, like, maybe the sister, I
guess. Yeah, I was going to say maybe the sister.
Yeah.
But if you empathize too strongly with her, then you need to.
Yeah, that's probably not cool out to empathize with her either.
Yeah.
All right, Lise. You want to start with your thoughts?
Well, I didn't say anything about the parallels, but I also agree. I didn't really see a lot of parallels between the two. Other than, yeah, they both had a sick loved one, you know, female sick loved one that they're trying to save in their own way, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess we didn't mention the gender thing. Yeah. You just said fuckable.
All right, Lisa, give us your thoughts and stuff.
I mean, I kind of liked it. I didn't think it was bad. I kind of liked it. I thought the special effects kind of sucked in some places, but they were still effective enough for me because everything's gross to me.
Yeah.
I don't like any of it. Yeah, some weird music, some weird sounds. I don't know. I don't have a lot to say about it.
Bo, what you got?
I also went into it with probably a depraved expectation of just sort of extravagance where, like, gore and horror was concerned.
Yeah.
But I thought it exceeded some of those expectations where, like, what they were going for was concerned. Because there were moments in it where it was legitimately, like, top-of-the-line practical effects.
Yeah, there were some really good ones and then some not good ones.
Absolutely. And I know I've harped on it, but the soundtrack was absolutely mental. And I think it achieved, I think it carried a lot of the weight of it. Yeah. But I do think also it didn't meet and or exceed the standards placed by its predecessors as far as some practical effects and sound design are concerned. And also I thought the plot was perhaps contrived at best, but so yeah. Thought it was okay.
Alright. I'm not a huge fucking fan of this movie. I thought the special effects started off strong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When he got that corpse, he's pulling eyes and fucking tongues and cutting ears and shit. I was like, here we go.
Yeah, man.
About to start fucking popping off.
Yeah, so I was really expecting it to get worse from there. I thought, man, I'm not going to be able to handle this movie at all. Like, well, it's just going to get worse.
I even legitimately said to myself, I was like, this must have had a better budget than the one before because the scenery and the locations and stuff were all better.
Yeah.
Or at least more poignant or something than the previous film. But yeah, I thought they started off strong and immediately regress.
Yeah, it fell off from there.
Yeah.
Yep.
There's one of those clear phones in this movie. I don't know if you remember, like, the craze with all the fucking, all the technology was clear and you could see all the circuit boards.
I think like, that must be like
phones a... Phones would be clear, fucking clear computers, fucking clear TVs. Yeah. It was just kind of nostalgia, I guess. I was like, clear phone, look at that.
Yeah. He was real excited about the clear phone.
Those were a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they fucking were.
That must have been just for the 90s.
Yeah. I think the big problem with this movie is it's just too average. It's not a fucking terrible movie, even though I've been kind of talking shit about it the whole time. It's just, it excels nowhere. It's just kind of bland most of the way through, other than that first dead body scene. The rib scene is probably the worst in guinea pig history.
Yeah, I could buy that.
That I thought that would, I mean, that should have been like the grand finale, right? That's the culmination of the movie.
As soon as I saw the breastplate like rippling under impact and nothing coming when he like cut it with the scalpel, I said, "Oh, okay."
Yeah.
No blood during the cut. Fucking bunching up fucking silicone, pink goo, fucking blood. And it was bad all around when it should have been fucking gruesome, dude. Yeah. That should have been horrific. Yeah. And, you know, the robot arm kill could have been better, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, like I said, you know, the story beats were decent. I think they could have been a lot better. It just kind of fell flat. He perfects the fucking secret recipe, revives his sister, and she's like, "What the fuck, bro?" And I guess immediately dies afterwards. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it's a testament to his humanity that he didn't just keep reviving her.
I guess, but he's keeping her fucking brain in his lap.
Yeah.
Like a fucking weirdo.
He said, "Give me head." He didn't, but he wanted to.
Okay, and the Hunchback of Notre Dame is an android.
Okay, but also, I don't know if this...
What the fuck?
I thought this fell into the, like, maybe there's some translation issue traps again.
There's not.
I don't think so either. I think it's perhaps poorly written, but...
Okay, this is... I'm going to fucking go out on a limb here. I'm going to be super generous to this fucking movie. Okay. I'm going to steel man this movie. Notre Dame is French for Our Lady. And he does kind of like a Frankenstein type thing to his sister. Maybe. I don't fucking know.
Well, that was even why. Right? That's what I thought it might have been going for. I thought it was perhaps an homage to like Frankenstein's monster, and with the attempt of being through like an artful lens of like Our Lady, but
it could have been. It could have been. You could have fucking did that.
That might have been what they were going for. If that's true, they definitely missed.
Yeah, I would appreciate the movie if they did fucking Frankenstein shit. If they did, I don't know, fucking android shit. It's in the title. Do they know what an android is? I don't think so.
Well, our lens on androids is skewed a little bit.
At best, we've seen a cyborg. This movie doesn't make any goddamn sense. It fucking sucks. It could have been cool. And
that's probably why they can't even decide on which number it actually was. They tried to not care about this film too. This was a mistake.
And that is why I am willing to agree that Mermaid is number 6, so you can end this series on a fucking high note. Because this being the last one is fucking disappointing.
It's unfortunate because I actually think that they almost had a better film than Mermaid. It was almost better.
Yeah, no, it was all there to be fucking cool. Yeah. And yeah.
Yeah, just I think missed they just the mark, fucked man. It off. Yeah.
Missed the fucking mark. All right, Liz. Let's do our ratings. What are you going to give it?
I think I'm going to go 2 stars.
Okay.
I think I kind of liked it. I don't think I liked it as much as the third one.
Is it possible to get a 5-star rating out of you in the absence of a Taylor Swift song?
Yeah, for sure. Not for these movies, though.
Dude, I don't even know how to do fucking star ratings, man.
I'm not great at it. I only asked that because I kind of liked it.
Yeah.
2 stars. God damn.
Well, okay, yeah, so I know, and we had the same conversation last time because I said I really liked Mermaid. And yeah. I gave it 3.5.
Yeah.
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 And okay, so
she's super conservative with her stars.
Okay, so when I say I really liked it or I kinda liked it, I mean in the aspect of the guinea pig movies.
Okay, yeah, that's okay. Fair. That's a fair lens.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, that's the thing about star ratings.
Yeah.
Everybody's got their own little fucking scale. You got some people that are like, there will never be a 5-star movie. 5 stars is fucking perfect. Right?
I can think of 4 Tarantino films I'd give 5 stars.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. No, I could definitely give 5 stars to a movie, but not this.
And,
Lord of the Rings.
I don't know. I super fucking skewed my star ratings from the get-go. I gave the first one, I think, like 3 stars.
Yeah, he did. It like
wasn't
he,
that good.
Yeah. I told you as soon as you said your rating for the first one, it was not good.
Well, no, I did the same thing. I think I gave Mermaid a 4.
You gave it a 4.
And definitely not a, you know.
I would like to fucking give it a 5. Because I got to give something a 5. And, you know.
You don't have to.
Comparatively.
You don't have to give something a 5.
Yeah, but I would probably recommend that movie to literally anybody. And I really like the movie.
Just universally or as way of like, if you're going to watch a guinea pig movie, watch this one.
See, that's what fucking I always universal, say to him,
dude.
Too.
Universal, dude. I would tell my mom to watch this movie. I would hope she didn't, but I would tell her. Not this movie. I don't know. Mermaid.
Yeah. No, I agree. I do the same lens, I guess, because I don't think I'd give... I probably wouldn't give Mermaid a 4.
I mean... 5. I don't know, man.
It'd probably be a 3 out of 5 just universally. It's not a bad movie.
It's fucking hard. Star ratings are stupid, which is why I came up with so
which
many...
Which is why I have a few.
Which is why I have fucking 30 different rating systems, because star ratings suck.
Yeah.
Anyway... All right.
Well, unlike Chris's bitch wife, I'll give it. I think I'll probably give this one a 3.
All right.
I think it tried really hard in some parts. And then if they had done better, if all the parts had met the same tier of like practical effects as that same corpse, it probably would have been a 4.
Mm-hmm.
Except for there was several plot issues and stuff too, so I guess we'll just stick with 3.
Okay. I think I might be with Lisa on this one, even though
you really like it, so we'll give it nothing.
She's like, yo, I like it. I'm gonna give it a 2. I'm like, fuck this movie. I'm gonna give it a 2.
Okay, well, my original rating after we watched it was 2.5 stars, and I went down to 2 after I've thought about it for a while.
Because you like it.
Yeah, dude, I'm giving this one 2 stars. And I, like you said, it started off strong. I had high hopes for it, and it was all fucking downhill. Everything is mediocre. Story. Special effects, everything, and which, I mean, I think it just makes for a fucking bad movie and a bad send-off for the fucking Japanese guinea pig series. Disappointing. Do better.
All right.
All right, Liz, give me a good, bad, and a what the fuck.
Okay. Damn. I didn't think about the good. I've been thinking about the bad and the what the fuck, but I haven't been thinking about the good. Good. I don't know. I think like the first scenes with the corpse and all that, that was probably like the best part.
Mm-hmm.
Bad is that fucking scalpel cut with no blood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that whole breastplate should be arrested.
Yeah, like the whole, yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah.
The freaking rippled freaking skin and the no blood. And what the fuck? I'm going to say the rib thing because it was just terrible. Like, ugh.
Yeah, okay.
At least get some human-sized ribs in here.
Yeah, like...
I know Asian ladies are tiny, but...
Yeah. Dude, those were fucking pork Bro. Ribs, dude.
Yeah.
I seen fucking pork ribs.
I know, yeah. I've eaten those.
What those were.
Yeah. Like, I don't know, man. It still grossed me out real bad, but...
Yeah.
It was just at least these
fucking
good.
Raw ones. Those bitches were cooked, dude.
They dried.
They went to a fucking restaurant, grabbed some ribs, ate them, probably on set.
Probably and
stuck them in a fucking prosthetic.
That was their food.
It was part of their budget, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, oh man. All right, Bo, what you got? Good, bad, and what the fuck?
Good was soundtrack.
Okay.
I wish I knew who wrote it, because. They're obviously deranged. Bad was most of the plot. I think I understood what they were going for. I don't think they executed it. I think they were almost there, but they just fumbled.
I agree.
A what the fuck was we paid so much attention to nipples, but not the sisters.
Yeah.
And, if you're gonna have a hot dwarf, you should probably let them fuck their sister. So that's my what the fuck.
All right. Okay. Good. Fuck. No, I can come up with something good for this movie. I think I'm just gonna have to fucking bite Lisa's, man. Yeah, that first fucking corpse scene where he's pulling out eyes and fucking tongues and stabbing needles into the fucking tongues.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Loved it. Set my expectations high for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Bad. Just the fucking missed opportunities, man. I think you could have done a lot with this.
Yeah, I went back and forth. I was gonna say like the plot and the
yeah.
You know, just shitty storylines.
Bad. Probably the when he resurrects his fucking sister and she's like, why would you do that? I died again. Like, okay, well, whatever.
Yeah,
I guess that was that. Like, I understand it being like, you know, for nothing, and he killed people for nothing and all that, but just the way it happened, it was like,
yeah.
Which is, I mean, so many points in this fucking movie. It's just, bleh.
Well, that was part of what fueled my, like, I didn't understand what the objective was. Because I don't know if it was, like, anti-mortality or, like, pro-mortality.
Yeah.
I can't even really decide if he's happy he's still alive.
Yeah.
But he seems pretty committed to that.
Yeah. Yeah, he fucking does.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... Yeah, I found immortality, and it's hollow, I guess, is the moral of the story, if you're going to be fucking generous.
Well, so I think a staple of a lot of storytelling is, like, you offer the audience the opportunity to, like, fill in some holes themselves, so it, like, gives them something to identify with.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, but this one...
Yeah.
It was more than holes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
True. My what the fuck moment is the entirety of that fucking rib scene, dude. The entirety. Start to finish.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
And that's not even what I originally intended what the fuck moments to be. I thought that was going to be like the most fucking gruesome, crazy shit in the movie. And it has become like...
This was a joke.
This is a fucking joke.
What the fuck were they doing? Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Lisa. Sorry,
I didn't mean to take it that direction.
No, it works. Yeah. I mean, that's fucking what happened. That's what happened here. Lisa, spiciness scale. Where would you rate it?
I knew you
loved
this. I've
been thinking about this because I knew you were going to fucking ask because I hate it. So I've been thinking about it and I can't come up with a good answer. I want to compare it to something that like seems like it's going to be spicy, but then isn't.
Yeah.
But I don't know what. Can't find a good comparison.
No. Jalapeno poppers.
I'm right there with you, Luis.
Maybe, yeah.
Because it's like jalapeno, but it's mostly cream cheese.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a good one.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay. You're
let's
just gonna...
go with, yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with what Bo said. I don't know. I was trying to think of something like like that weird Mexican candy.
So I was going to reference most Latin candies have like spices in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, I can't remember what it's called, but Robert used to get it at school. They used to sell it on spoons. Yeah. It would just be a spoon. You
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Is it like that tamarind stuff or?
Oh, it might
it's
be.
It's not tahini.
It might be tamarind.
Turburindo.
No.
Turbinado.
But anyway, yeah, it's whatever that stuff is, whatever that Mexican candy stuff is that they put on the spoons. And
Mexican spoon candy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like
not
you,
heroin.
No. And so, yeah.
You
like
say tomato? I say tomato.
It smells like it's going to be spicy. Mm-hmm. And it seems like it's going to be spicy, but it's not spicy. It's just candy.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I'm with you there. All right, but what you got for the spiciness scale on this one?
Yeah, I think we got to go with like...
You used the jalapeno popper on Lisa, and then she went and just didn't use it.
Yeah, and then she took a giant shit on it. She said, I really liked that. 2 stars.
Well, Chris made me feel like I had to say something else. Like, I couldn't just use what you said.
I think Chris just laughed, and you filled in the blanks.
That's exactly how it always goes.
100%. I'm going to take yours and then pick something different.
No, because I mean, I disagree anyway. I don't think it was... Well, no, I guess I agree. It tried to be spicy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I think the opening, it was like, yeah, this is going to be good.
I think it was like ginger candy, similar to what you said. Yeah. But it's like, we've got a spicy initial taste and then it's just chewy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, ginger candy is good.
I love ginger candy. And I didn't really love this film. So that's unfair, but that's what we're going with.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'm right there with you guys. Yeah. This movie is a chili powder covered gumball.
Oh.
With a shit filling.
We always go back to this. Sewer dwelling Taco
Perfect.
Bell.
Perfect. It's spicy. It's sweet. And it sucks. All right. Guys, got anything else for Android and Notre Dame?
I don't think so.
Well, that fucking completes our journey into the Japanese guinea pig movie. Oh, wait. We got to put it on the list.
Oh, yeah. The
yeah.
Shit. Oh, ranked by comparison?
Yeah.
I don't even know. Like,
where are you putting this one, Liz?
I have no idea because I don't even...
I thought you were writing down the fucking list.
I don't know. I need to.
We need to get an Excel spreadsheet
I'm
going.
Interested. I have to review not only the rest of these films, but the rest of the precursive podcasts.
Yeah.
I need to hear her say things like, I thought it was great. 2.5 stars. Or I didn't care for it much. 3.5. I need some context clues here.
I know she gave the first one 1 star.
I hated the first one.
She was like,
I hated it so
and
much.
And she was like, this movie fucking sucks. 1 star. And now this movie's pretty good. 2 stars. So that's her scale.
See, you're making me feel bad about dropping the 0.5 now. It was 2.5 stars. Because I liked it.
No, that's just the fucking flaws in the star ratings, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're subjective by nature. So, like, yeah. You know.
No, because I told you, like, the same thing happens to me with books. Like, at the beginning of this year, I read, like, several books that I was, like, 5-star fucking books.
Yeah.
And then I read The Girls in the Cabin. Mm-hmm. And I was like, fuck, that was a 5-star book. Those books were like 4-star books.
Yeah. I read, I can relate to this. A lot of books are like 4 or 5 stars upon initial reading. And then after revisiting them, you're like, maybe that was hormonal.
Yeah.
Because solidly like 3.
Yeah.
I know, man. The star readings are initially flawed. Lisa actually started it. I wasn't even going to do star readings. She was so quick to fucking give The Devil's Experiment 1 star that we just fucking do star ratings now. She was like, 1 star!
Well, he said, we're gonna rate it, and I said, 1 star.
So, yeah, I mean, I try to offset the star ratings with, you know...
Well, the only thing she likes better than the star rating is the spiciness rating.
Yeah, no, yeah, she loves that. Would you recommend this movie, Liz?
As I've said with all of the times you've asked me this question, if someone was into this, if someone wanted to watch this kind of weird shit, then yeah, I would be like, oh yeah, check this out.
Okay.
But I wouldn't just automatically recommend it to people, no.
Would you recommend this movie to anybody, Bo?
Yeah. Perhaps not this edition. I recommend this series. I don't know if I'd recommend this movie specifically.
Well, we're talking about this movie specifically.
Okay. Maybe. I'd recommend Guinea Pig series. So by proxy, it'll get recommended. But no, not specifically.
I don't think I would recommend this movie. This movie's... I mean, what is it? It's not funny. It's not fucking gruesome, gory shit. It doesn't have a good story. I can't recommend it to fucking anybody. The only person I would recommend this movie to is people invested in the Guinea Pig series. You got to finish it. You got to watch this movie.
So I can't, there's got to be like some cultural things portrayed that I'm just not privy to. Like, for instance, that man's jaw routine has to be a reference to something else. There's no way he just decided to do that jaw thing. I just have to not know what it's a reference
to.
It just has to be lost on me. So like, there's probably some humor in here that we just don't know about.
True, yeah, maybe it's lost on us.
There has to be.
Maybe it is lost on us.
Because there's just got to be some references we're not privy to.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, no, that is a thing. That's
no, gotta absolutely. Be. It's yeah. gotta be, right? It's probably yeah. something some dude did in a fucking sitcom that they've all seen that we just haven't. Maybe their version of fucking Barney Fife did that shit. We just don't know.
True. No, you're probably right there.
Yeah. Probably is it.
Fuck. Okay, where are you putting this on the list, Liz?
I don't know, because I don't know what our list is like.
Not a good list.
I thought you were writing them down.
I wasn't.
I swear she wrote them down.
I think so too.
She half ass wrote something down there.
Is that the list?
Yeah.
Girl.
Is that your list?
Oh,
you put a letters there.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's you. I don't
know.
And
there's it's all the way up to 10 for the Americans.
Okay, because we're matching here. Is this where we differed? Maybe.
Maybe. Yeah. It was.
It's good thing this shit is recorded because our recall is not there.
Yeah, dude. We are super fucking organized here. All right. Now, Bo, unfortunately.
I know. I'll have to catch up. I'll have to catch up.
5 to go off of.
Yeah. No, 5 is 1 for me so far. That'll change. I know that 2 is going to be my favorite, but.
Okay. All right, Lisa. So where are you throwing Android?
I'm going to put Android at 4. It's going to go above Guinea Pig 4 for me.
It's going to go way lower for Chris.
So Guinea Pig 4, Devil Woman Doctor, is your lowest rated movie right now.
No, Guinea Pig 1 is my lowest rated movie right now.
Oh, shit. Okay.
There's 2 other entries that you like less than this one?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
2 stars.
Oh, no.
Now, Bo, I guess you're doing...
I'll have to catch up next week.
Yeah.
I guess you got Mermaid on top.
I do have Mermaid above this one.
Okay. I'm putting this one at the bottom of the list.
Yes. That's what I figured.
I had Guinea Pig 4 at the bottom. And I think, you know, Guinea Pig 4 caught me off guard. I was not expecting just pure slapstick fucking Three Stooges comedy from it.
I think they... See, from what I can gather so far, I think they took what seemed to be fan favorites from 3, which was apparently some dark humor aspects. Mm. And I think they just went wild with it in that one.
Yeah, 3 definitely was dark humor. This is pure fucking humor.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 is. And, you know, I was kind of off put by it at first, but now I can kind of appreciate it for what it is.
Yeah.
Because it fucking leaned into it. And I think if I watched it again now, I would be a little bit more lenient on it. This one, it doesn't land fucking anywhere. It doesn't lean into anything. And it's just a
bad plot, bad gore.
Mediocre experience all around. I put it at the bottom of the list.
Okay.
So mine goes Mermaid, He Never Dies, Flower, Flesh, and Blood, Devil's Experiment, Devil Woman Doctor, and then Android. A disappointing end to the Japanese guinea pig saga. We are getting ever closer to the American guinea pig series, and I'm excited for it. But we have one stop left to make, and that's going to be the unofficial guinea pig movie, Lucky Sky Diamond.
The Lucky Sky Diamond.
Yeah. I think Americans just kind of assumed it was a guinea pig movie because it kind of fits.
Okay.
It kind of fits.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of gets lumped into fucking Japanese guinea pig movies. Now, the big issue with this one is I don't know if we're going to be able to find one with subtitles.
Right.
So we might just be kind of fucking winging it.
Okay.
So I guess I'm going to leave it up to you guys. Do we fucking try to tackle it or do we move on?
No, I say we go for it still.
Yeah,
and we can try it.
I mean, the only time to review this movie is right now.
Yeah, I say we just watch it.
Yeah, cool. Try it.
And we'll just fucking make it up as we go, I guess.
And yep. Listen, there's a lot of... I might have the software to just translate it, but it won't be great translation.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's better than nothing.
You know what I mean? Like, it'll probably be wrong.
Yeah, well, who's to say anything we've watched you know so I mean? Far has been right?
Yeah, I know for a fact some stuff was not correct. There's just no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. All right. Lucky Sky Diamond. Fucking next week.
Yep.
All right. All right. So that's it.
You want to promote your OnlyFans?
Sign up for the What the Fuck Are You Fucking OnlyFans?
That's fucking S tier. I don't care. That's just good marketing.
Well, that's it for Android and Notre Dame. And the end of the fucking Japanese guinea pig series. We fucking made it.
Yeah.
We've come so far.
Yeah.
It's literally only been 6 movies, but it felt like a long time.
Wow.
Yeah, this one made 52 minutes seem like a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess we're going to do a little intermission with Lucky Sky Diamond before we fucking dive into the American Guinea Pig series, which I am very excited for. I think it's going to be fucking wild.
Yeah, I think they'll be good.
And I kind of just want to get straight to it and skip Lucky Sky Diamond, but we're never going to fucking review it if we don't review it now.
Yep.
So, tune in for that. Lucky Sky Diamond.
Okay, that's what I thought. I was like, I think we switched between skydiving and skydiving.
Lucky skydiving. I've been trying to say Sky Diamond, but okay. Who knows what it's coming out as.
All right.
Until next time, say bye, Lisa.
Bye.
Oh, God damn!
Can you just call me daddy one time?
No.
No. It's only 2 syllables. I know no. You can do it.
I can't.
If you have something you want Lisa to say on the podcast, send it in.
She'll adamantly refuse.
Send it in.
I will most likely not do it.
Send it in to our email, WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, and she will read your comments
She will, because we'll make her.
Her sexy voice.
Yeah, probably not.
She will. She won't like it, but she will.
All right. Until next time. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bo, oh my God.
That's damn good.
Did you think this podcast was as good as Instant Noodles? Or is it more like a cobalt blue tarantula? Leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening to this podcast at. Get in touch with us at WTFAreYouWatchingPod@gmail.com, where you can leave reviews for the movies we've been watching, recommend other movies for us to watch, or leave any questions or comments for us to answer. Either way, thanks for listening.